98.1 KZE on the line with me today is harp innovator and composer Maeve Gilchrist, who is bringing her new piece, 12 Dances, to Kotzbahn tomorrow at 7 p.m. Maeve, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thanks for having me. I'm delighted to chat.
Yeah, I was reading up a little bit on 12 Dances, and this is truly a year's worth of work. Is that right?
Yes, it is. And you're catching me. We're in rehearsal right now. And it's funny because I've kind of been living it for a whole year. And I realize how much it is when I try and distill it to other people. I'm performing with Kyle Sana on guitar and Logan Cole on bass. And there's so many, there's lots of sampled sounds that I recorded or are connected to the Hudson Valley and Kotzbahn itself, the site. And there's so many little details, and I keep getting reminded of how much I've kind of been in my head in this project this year, and I'm very excited and a little terrified to share it.
Yeah. What was the original concept behind it? Like, what made you say, you know what, I'm going to spend a year putting together a piece?
There were a few things. I mean, like, there was a very practical thing of it was time for me to make a new record. My agents need a new record, all of that. And I was very ready to create. My daughter was, a year old when I started writing this stuff. And the previous year, I'd been touring a little bit, but it felt like such a mad rush to just kind of make basic deadlines. Mm-hmm. And I was very ready to get more creative again. And it seemed almost ridiculous to embark on this residency that's only 20 minutes from my home. But it was so valuable to know that for a few days every month I was purely going to create, and also having the kind of boundary in place of you've got to come up with 12 pieces total, so one a month, meant that I went with the initial gut idea every time, because that was all there was time for. But then just this idea of it being so rooted in the Hudson Valley, I think was a response to my own need for more stillness. Mm. And both in just life as a touring musician and mum and, social being, and life felt chaotic. And then, of course, just the world.
Yeah.
And the hugeness and the impossibility of feeling able to address in any way, in any meaningful way, what's going on that's so bothersome to me. So kind of for both of those reasons, just making space for myself to observe life around me on a really micro level. And I'm someone who's always gotten a lot of solace out of nature and the stillness and the wonder that it has in such abundance. And so at Kotzbahn, every month I was just watching and looking and walking in the grounds and recording my footsteps in the snow or the sound of a blade of grass crunching underfoot in the autumnal months. And I was noticing the birds and finding out what they were. And all of that information made its way into the textural writing I was doing for my instrument, the harp. Mm-hmm. And I was writing poetry and reading poetry. And there's a lot of presence of prose throughout this program. Some of it's my own. I'll also be reading a translation of a Middle English poet by the great Seamus Heaney, an Irish writer, and I read a poem by Michael Cody, another Irish writer, at the end of the program. But I wanted to create a world, or I want to create a world for the audience tomorrow night, in the same way I wanted to create a sanctuary for myself to step into in the making of this project. So it's funny, now that the material has been written, now my job is to try and work out the most impactful way to share it with others. And so tomorrow will be the first time we're trying that.
Yeah, and I mean, such a special opportunity to go and see the live debut of this work in the place where it was created and the place that inspired it in so many ways.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. In fact, I wish I wish we'd worked it out so that people could have headphones and listen to it as they walk around the property. But maybe that's another for another time.
I was going to say maybe next year. Maeve Gilchrist is my guest if you're just joining us. She is debuting her new multidisciplinary piece, 12 Dances, tomorrow at the place that inspired it, the place where it was created. That's Kotzebahn Cultural Park in Tivoli, 7 p.m. You can head over to kotzebahn.org to grab your tickets now. Now, we say multidisciplinary. Obviously, there's the sound and music is a big part of it. What are some of the other kind of major pieces of the puzzle?
Sound, music, a lot of spoken word. Mm-hmm. I mentioned some of the poetry that you'll hear, and words have always very much went hand in hand with music for me my whole life. I mean, I grew up, I learned music by ear in Scotland. I grew up in a household that was full of traditional music, traditional Scottish music, and where those sounds are, there are also stories and song, and just this idea of words being a part of the soundscape is a very organic way of creating for me. So we'll hear lots of prose and poetry. And then, yeah, just the sounds that I mentioned. We've got snow and we've got grasses. We've got birds. We've got the sound of trains. I live in Kingston and you can hear the train where I am. And then also just live sonic manipulations. It all kind of starts and ends with the harp, but I use a lot of electronics to kind of augment the natural sound and hopefully send it into a more, even more ethereal space.
That's amazing. And again, this is tomorrow at Kotzebahn. And I just want to kind of give a plug because, as we know, we're about to have this massive snow event starting on Sunday. So get out there on Saturday and you know, experience this music. It's first time being shared with the public at the place that it was created. I mean, just what a beautiful way to kind of enter a couple of days in lockdown. It just sounds really perfect.
Well, thanks for saying that. It feels that way to me. I originally was supposed to be driving down to D.C. on Sunday to play two concerts at Dumbarton Oaks in D.C., and the concerts were cancelled. So I personally am so thrilled to just give tomorrow everything I've got and then settle into the snow.
Oh, that's amazing. Maeve Gilchrist, thank you so much for taking the time. It's going to be an incredible night of music. That's tomorrow at Kotzebahn, and you can head to their website for tickets. Thank you for hopping on with me.
Thanks for chatting, MK.